Would you bring Father's Day greetings to all who are, all the dads that are here, all our men? And because our Heavenly Father loves us so much, He has told us that we can come boldly into His throne room to present our requests to Him. And He knows exactly what we need, but He wants us to talk to Him about it. So together this morning, Father, as we seek God, I pray that you would just open your hearts, that you would let the Holy Spirit speak to you this morning. And if there's something special you need to pray about, you just go ahead and pray. If you want to use the altar, it's always open. So let's seek our Heavenly Father. Father God, this morning, I give you praise and honor this morning for who you are. I thank you, God, for being our Father who is in heaven. And we want to honor you, Father. We want to honor you with our lives. We want to honor you with our testimonies. We want to honor you in all that we say and all that we do. We want to bring glory to your name because there is joy in this place this morning, Father. Joy in the house of the Lord. You are so good to us, Lord. So good. We can never do as much good as you do to us. But we pray, Father, that as your people, as your children, Lord, that we would learn from you how to do good and how to treat others around us, Father, with the love of Christ. That we would live that way, Father, in our daily lives. That we would seek you, Father. We thank you, God, for your provision in our lives. We thank you, Father, for the jobs that you have given us, for the homes you have given us to live in, for the food in our table. We thank you, Father, that you continue to show us the path of righteousness for your name's sake. And while we're not perfect, we pray that you would protect us, Lord. We pray that you would help us, Father, that we would turn our eyes upon you and turn our eyes away from the evils of this world, the temptations that face us. But we are reminded, Father, that when there's temptation, that you, Father, as a loving parent, always provide a way out for us. So thank you, Father, for that. We thank you, Lord, that you love us that much, that you provide that passage to safety, Lord God. We, Father, want to be your kingdom people. We know that you have given us a charge to live for you. And I pray that we would see the kingdom of God come because we, as your children, have been obedient to your word. That we have been witnesses to the truth. And even as we sang earlier about the return of our King at some point in history, we pray, God, that that day that Jesus comes, that we indeed will be ready, that we will not be caught off guard, as many will be, we know, on that day. Father, we come to you this morning with a number of different needs. You have told us that we can come to you with the needs of our hearts, with the needs of our friends. And Father, there are so many of us around that have different medical needs. We think of Paul Rouse, our dear friend, who's battling leukemia, Father. I pray that you would touch him physically. I pray that you would continue to guide the doctors. I pray that you would continue to help him, Father, and I know how much he loves you. So I just pray that you would be with Paul and continue to pray for Anne Brene and the challenges that she faces medically. Father, we want to pray for Renee, Eva's friend. We thank you, God, for the work that you are doing in her life medically, Father, but we also pray that you would bring her closer to you, Father, that you would increase her faith. I do continue to pray for my own younger brother, Father, and the promises that the doctors have given him with this new potential treatment, Father, I pray that treatment would be efficacious in his life and extend his life. We continue to pray for Alan's cousin Kevin, who is fighting cancer. Cancer just seems to be all around us. It's crazy. But we know that you know all about these things. We thank you, Father, that for the many people within our congregation who have had COVID and overcome it, Lord, that you continue to do that, Father. I'm really grateful, Father, that we're seeing these cases finally come down. We pray that you would just help us, Father, to be not only be cautious, Lord, but to make sure that we're doing the right thing among people, Father, as far as that goes, and we're protecting others as well, Father. So I thank you, God, for your protection of our physical lives. And I know that you want us to pray for your people around the world, Father. We know that the church is not just relegated to those here in Beverly, Father, but the church is a worldwide movement and enterprise of followers of Jesus. We do pray for the missionaries that you send out among the countries, Father, from the Church of the Nazarene. We pray for those missionaries who are serving in places like Ukraine and Eurasia and Russia, Father. We pray for there's a Church of the Nazarene in Tonga, Father, that needs a special touch from you, Lord. We pray that you would continue to work in that church and in that body of believers, Father, and that you would provide. We think of our own Fred and Carol, who are in Australia as part of the Acts ministry and doing the work you've called them to, Father. Thank you, God, for their faithfulness to the gospel and to you and to this local church as well, Father. We're grateful that they are part of our church family. We think of our Lynx missionaries, and we just thank you, God, for them this morning. We do want to thank you, Father, for the New England District. We pray for our district superintendent this morning. We thank you for Ken and Jackie and pray that you would continue to bless them. And we thank you, Father, for our general superintendents and all the travel that they have to do this time of the year and going to different district assemblies and whatnot. We pray that you would keep them safe. We pray for our local church here this morning, Father. I pray, God, that you would make us and help and find us faithful, that you would find us close to you, that every day, Lord, some way, somehow, that we would be able to share the love of God with somebody, somehow, that we would be a witness for the truth, that people would see our lives, Father, and they wouldn't just see us, but they would see you. And I pray that they would see their need of you, Lord. Father, make us a beacon in this community. Make this church really glow, Lord, with the love of Christ. And I thank you, God, for my brothers and sisters who are here and are serving. We thank you, Father, for our nation this morning. We thank you, Father, for our president and for the members of our Congress. And we pray that they would pursue diligence and righteousness, the things that exalt the nation in your eyes, Father. I pray that they would hear the voice of God, that the Holy Spirit would guide their thoughts and their decision-making, and that you would continue to be, Lord, really the God of this country. We pray for our dear pastor, for Pastor Gene this morning, as he's over at the Danvers Church. We pray, Father, that as he brings the word there, Father, that he would continue to guide and bless him, Father, that you would anoint him, Father, that the words he speaks today would bless that congregation. We thank you for his pastor, for Pastor Elijah over there as he's in Africa, and pray you continue to bless Pastor Elijah as he does missions work. And Father, I just thank you for Della this morning. As Della comes this morning in just a couple of minutes, I pray that you would anoint her with power from on high. I pray that you would hide her behind the cross of Christ. And while we want to hear Della speak, we also want to hear you speak through her today, this morning, Father. So we give her to you. We thank you for our sister and her call to ministry. We pray that you would continue to bless that call and strengthen her in that call. And then I just pray, Father, for each one of us and the witness of our spirits, Father, as we live for you on a daily basis. So I pray, Father, that we were reminded how much you love us, how great the love that you have for us, that the love that you have lavished on us, that we should be called your children. So, Father, thank you today for this time of worship. I pray that in the balance of the service that your name would be honored and glorified. For we do pray this in the name of our soon coming Savior, the Lord Jesus. And God's people said, amen.
Just had to check with the boss on what I'm reading today. I do have a note here that there is Kingdom Kids, so any children are dismissed to that. And Della's decided to make this challenging today. So we have a lot of great verses, and I'm excited to hear what you're going to do to tie them all together. So we'll start with 1 John chapter 3, verse 11, which says, "Beloved, if God loved us so very much, we also ought to love one another." And then the rest of the verses will be in Matthew. And we're going to start with Matthew chapter 7, verse 11, which says, "If you then, evil as you are, know how to give good and advantageous gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven, perfect as he is, give good and advantageous things to those who keep on asking him." Next we have Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, which says, "You therefore must be perfect, growing into complete maturity of godliness in mind and character, having reached the proper height of virtue and integrity, as your heavenly Father is also perfect." And last of all, we have Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 through 33. "For the heathen Gentiles wish for and crave and diligently seek all these things." Oops, I'm sorry, started with verse 32. Verse 31, "Therefore do not worry and be anxious, saying, what are we going to have to eat? What are we going to have to drink? Or what are we going to have to wear? For the heathen Gentiles wish for and crave and diligently seek all these things, and your heavenly Father knows well that you need them all. But seek first of all his kingdom and his righteousness, that is his way of doing and being right, and then all these things taken together will be given to you besides."
Thank you, Beth. Good morning. My name is Della Kozlowski. I want to first welcome everybody online and everybody here in the sanctuary to the service this morning. This morning is a special day. It's Father's Day. And want to take a moment just to thank all of you dads out there who are, you know, being the dads that you're called to be. So we're going to start this morning with a video, and it is a message from our Heavenly Father.
My child, you may not know me, but I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. I'm familiar with all your ways. Even the very hairs on your head are numbered, for you were made in my image. In me, you live and move and have your being. For you are my offspring. I knew you even before you were conceived. I chose you when I planned creation. You were not a mistake, for all your days are written in my book. I determined the exact time of your birth and where you would live. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I knit you together your mother's womb and brought you forth on the day you were born. I have been misrepresented by those who don't know me. I am not distant and angry, but am the complete expression of love. And it is my desire to lavish my love on you, simply because you are my child and I am your father. I offer you more than your earthly father ever could, for I am the perfect father. Every good gift that you receive comes from my hand, for I am your provider and I meet all your needs. My plan for your future has always been filled with hope, because I love you with an everlasting love. My thoughts toward you are countless as the sand on the seashore, and I rejoice over you with singing. I will never stop doing good to you, for you are my treasured possession. I desire to establish you with all my heart and all my soul. And I want to show you great and marvelous things. If you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. Delight in me, and I will give you the desires of your heart. For it is I who gave you those desires. I am able to do more for you than you could possibly imagine. For I am your greatest encourager. I am also the Father who comforts you in all your troubles. When you are brokenhearted, I am close to you. As a shepherd carries a lamb, I have carried you close to my heart. One day, I will wipe away every tear from your eyes, and I'll take away all the pain you have suffered on this earth. I am your Father, and I love you even as I love my Son Jesus. For in Jesus, my love for you is revealed. He is the exact representation of my being. He came to demonstrate that I am for you, not against you, and to tell you that I am not counting your sins. Jesus died so that you and I could be reconciled. His death was the ultimate expression of my love for you. I gave up everything I love that I might gain your love. If you receive the gift of my Son Jesus, you receive me. Nothing will ever separate you from my love again. Come home and I'll throw the biggest party heaven has ever seen. I have always been Father and will always be Father. My question is, will you be my child? I am waiting for you. Love.
So we are fortunate. God does love us, and He is our Father. What a message to remember that He is here for us always. He's just waiting for us to accept Him. He gives us free will. So, as most of you know, I'm big on words. What is the definition of Father? First and foremost, God, the Father of all the universe and all the creation. God's role as a life giver, the authority, the powerful protector, often viewed as the immense, omnipotent, which is all powerful, omniscience, all knowing, omnipresence, and everywhere, with infinite power that goes beyond any of us, what we can understand. God the Father is constant. He never changes. We can depend on Him, and God is faithful. God is love. Our Heavenly Father is the example for earthly fathers to emulate. 10 things Scripture says about being a father. 1, be your children's first teacher. Proverbs 22:6. It is a dad's responsibility to train up a child the way he or she should go. 2, dads need to exemplify a good life. 2 Corinthians 3:2-3. How a dad lives is like a letter from God. But your kids are reading that letter every single day. 3, provide for your family, 1 Timothy 5:8. Be a father who provides more than just food and rent. Make sure your family's needs are met across the board. 4, good dads discipline their children. Proverbs 13:24, Scripture says, he who loves his children is careful to discipline them. This is also a way of being a proactive leader in your home. 5, dads spend time with their children and not empty time. Deuteronomy 6:6-9, engage with your children in the kind of deep heart-to-heart conversations that impart more than just facts. Teach them wisdom. 6, compassion is a dad's characteristic. A father has compassion for his children. Psalms 103:13 points out, so the Lord has compassion. 7, put your money where your mouth is. James 1:22 instructs you not only to be a hearer of the word, but be a doer of the word. 8, don't provoke your children. Ephesians 6:4. The alternative, the scripture suggests that it is to raise them as young people of faith. 9, dads never give up on their children. The story of the prodigal son in Luke 15:20-24. You can discipline, hold them accountable, but never give up on them. 10, dads pray for their children. 1 Chronicles 29:19. Children who know their dads pray for them have a deep sense of love and security. The Bible also says that a father is supposed to be the head of his household and lead his family to God, making sure that Jesus is also in that household. Well, today, being a father is quite different than what it was a decade ago. Homes are different today. Families are designed different. And it's very diverse from one home to another. Unfortunately, today many fathers feel an increased pressure and they leave their families for a multitude of reasons. When I grew up, I was taught dads did not leave their families. And when they do, it creates collateral damage that can take a lifetime to resolve. I know not everyone has a father who deserves the honor that I would like to give my father today. Being that today is Testimony Sunday and Father's Day, I'll be sharing about my brother and my dad. As I grew up, I believed my dad was perfect in every way. It was not until I looked back on those days and I realized he was human and he had faults that my little child eyes did not see. He loved me unconditionally. He did all that a father in that time was expected to do. He was a provider, a protector, and a disciplinarian. He worked every day and would provide for our family. He worked for the city of Beverly. One of my favorite memories was when I used to ride my yellow 10-speed bike down to the Beverly City Garage on Park Street. I'd jump into my dad's truck and we'd go for a ride to Dick and June's in Beverly Farms and get an ice cream. As a Beverly Public School bus driver, which is kind of ironic, I drive for the neighborhood I grew up in today. I frequently go down to the Beverly City Garage for fuel, and when the memories come flooding back, it makes me smile. Another favorite memory is when we used to go to Sunday night movies. Usually we'd watch something that my dad would pick. I didn't care. I just wanted to watch whatever he wanted to watch and spend time with him. On our way home, we'd pick up a pizza at Mandy's Pizza on Boston Street, and we'd share it with my mom. I just found out that Jim Colangelo knew my dad over 40 years ago. They used to work together at the city of Beverly, and it was just last Sunday that he asked me what my dad's name was and what my maiden name was, and the connection was made. I asked Jim to share with me what he remembered about my dad. And he described him as a social guy with a sense of humor, with some colorful sayings. My dad would be the live version of Archie Bunker. He did not and would not apologize for that. My dad was a proud man. Jim recalled that if you disagreed with my dad about something, he would reply with a spirited, "Are you all right or what?" Another one was, if he didn't agree with you, he'd say, "Are you soft?" Which I actually heard those words loud and clear in my head, especially when I read them, when Jim wrote them. One of the things that Jim also shared with me is that my dad used to talk fondly about me and even show my picture at work. even after all these years, that made my heart so happy to hear that he was proud of me. After retiring, because of health issues, my dad continued to drive taxi. He was a hard worker, and I believe that's where my work ethics comes from. I guess you could call him a disciplinarian. My mom would say he was soft in that area. When I would get in trouble, usually for my fresh attitude, my mom would say, "Wait until your father gets home." I would dread having to tell my dad what I did because I hated to disappoint him. He would punish me. He would send me to my room where I had a TV, a stereo, and my phone. Of course, my mother would object, and then he would have to get a little firmer and tell me that I couldn't go to the park for a day or two. After a few hours, I would enter the living room and I would plead my case. "I promise, I won't do it again. Can I go to the park with my friends?" To which he'd reply, "That is what you said last time." I said, "But I mean it this time." And yes, off to the park I would go. He was always there to make me feel safe. To say he was my hero is an understatement. It was when my brother died that our world would change. My mom would be lost in her sorrow. The words my father said to his 11-year-old daughter still dictates who I am today. "We must be strong for your mother." Since that day, I've been strong and independent. I know my dad would be proud of me. Thanks be to God, my dad had dropped me off to church on Sunday mornings and I was taught how to pray. Honestly, I did not pray as I should have. I did weekly Our Fathers on Sunday at church and an occasional bedtime prayer. I had not spoken much to God before my brother died. But after Bobby died at the age of 14 years old, prayer became a regular thing. I had so many questions. I wanted to know how Bobby was. I wanted to ask God to relay a message or two to my brother. Bobby was born with spinal bifida. He would always tell me, "One day, when I can walk, I'm going to dance with you first." I wondered, was he now walking and dancing with angels in heaven? I know for sure that he was singing and smiling in the angel choir, which made me smile. One of my favorite memories was when Bobby and I would sing our little hearts out watching Dottie and Marie Osmond, Hee Haw, Lawrence Welk on the weekends. Music is a way for me to share a bit of my soul with you, so I will be sharing a few songs this morning, starting with this one.
Everything
even though I was so extremely sad and lost. I knew he was okay. God would take good care of him. And it was only a week ago that I heard a rewrite to that song. And I know that that would be the words, or these would be the words that Bobby would say to me, which has given me a sense of peace.
Here I am, looking down on you from heaven. It's so peaceful, it's so free, like you pray. It is warm, it's so bright and so beautiful. All my fears and my pain have gone away. 'Cause here in heaven, oh, I miss you so. But I know we'll meet someday. But now so bright here in heaven. I'm at peace, I'm happy and I'm free. And someday we will walk these clouds together. But first you must go and see the world for me. 'Cause here in heaven, oh, you so, but I know we'll meet someday. But now please go and spread your wings and seize the day. I'm okay, 'cause I'm dancing in the sky.
I love my brother, and I try to honor his memory every day. I have been a physical therapist for 21 plus years, helping others to be able to walk and to obtain their dreams. In July, I will start a new job at Hogan Regional in Danvers, Mass., where Bobby stayed as a young boy. Hogan was where the staff members would listen to him, dare him to have dreams. The staff got him the help and the resources he needed to make those dreams come true. Before Bobby died, he actually did walk with braces and a parallel bars. We never got that dance, but until we reunite. I hope that I can be or do for some of those individuals what people have done for my brother over at Hogan when I start that job. It was November 14th, 1980. My dad died at the age of 56. I was 14 years old. This is harder than I thought. I can tell you without a doubt, if it was in his control, he would have never left me. That is when I realized that he was human. If he could leave me, then I could only depend on myself. Well, it was not long and I realized that I couldn't even do that. I did not know how to live. I could not breathe. For the first time in my life, I was defeated.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The loss of my dad brought me to my knees. This was a turning point in my life. I opened my life, my heart, and fully submitted to God. I asked God to help me because I know that I could not be that strong little girl that my dad needed me to be. My dad was my backbone. He was the buffer between me and my mother, who was so broken after the loss of her son. God took this orphan, and he answered my prayers. I did not always follow the path that he put before me. I did not always accept the helpers he put in my life. But I believe that God took the worst times in my life and used them for the greater good. My Heavenly Father was and still is my protector. He's my constant. He never changes. God is faithful and God is love. Please, let's bow our heads and pray. Lord God, we thank you because you are our Father. You are our protector. You are faithful and you love us. Lord, you give us fathers here on earth that lead us to you. You give us fathers who protect us and provide for us, Lord. You give them the provisions to give us what we need. We thank you, Lord, for the fathers that are here today and for the fathers that are out there fighting the fight, because it is a very difficult world today and it's very confusing. Lord, we hope that if they lose their strength or feel like they need to give up, that they turn to you, that they remember that you have their back and you will guide them. I thank you for my father, Lord. I thank you because he was exactly what you call fathers to be. Thank you that he brought me to that place where I could learn prayer, that when my world felt empty, that I knew that you would take care of Bobby. I thank you, Lord, that my father taught me that there is a heaven, and if I live the righteous life and I follow the words you tell us to live, that I'll be reunited with him again someday, and my brother, and all those wonderful people up there in heaven. Lord, for now, there is work to be done here. I ask, Lord, that you guide each and every one of us to do the work that you call us to do. And as we go forward, Lord, that we will look to your word and look to you for the strength and protection that we need. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.